very much I've loved you. How very much I've tried my best to give you a good life. But in spite of all of God's pride, a handful of our people with their lives have made our lives impossible. There's no way to detach ourselves from what's happened today. Not only we're in a compound situation, not only are there those who have left and committed the betrayal of this century, some have stolen children from others and they're in pursuit right now to kill them because they stole their children. And we are sitting here waiting on a powder keg. I don't think this is what we want to do with our babies. I don't think that's what we had in mind to do with our babies. It was death by the greatest of prophets from time immemorial. No man lay takes my life from me. I lay my life now. So to sit here and wait for the catastrophe that's going to happen on that airplane, it's going to be a catastrophe. Almost happened here. Almost happened. The college was nearly killed here. But you can't steal people's children. You can't take off with people's children without expecting a violent reaction. And that's not so unfamiliar to us either, even if we were Judeo-Christian, if we weren't communists. The world, the kingdom stuff is violence, and the violence should take it by force. If we can't live in peace, then we must die in peace.
Which means more congressmen, and there's no way we can survive.